Welcome to Pet Tips. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and today we're going to talk about protecting your pets, cats, dogs, rabbits, from coyotes and other wildlife. So just recently, there's a hawk that's been stalking my wild bunny that shows up every day. And sadly for me, Daisy is no longer. We do have coyotes that come off the preserve. And here's what I want to tell you about coyotes. Coyotes, fast facts. They live throughout Florida and every state but Hawaii. They weigh 15 to 30 pounds, and the males are slightly larger than the females. Now, this is the big one, folks. Coyotes eat whatever's available: fruits, nuts, seeds, dead animals, rodents, garbage, pet food, domestic cats, and small dogs. And yes, sadly, bunnies. They breed every year with 2 to 12 pups per litter, and they're raised in a den. And removing coyotes from one area can result in other coyotes moving in from surrounding areas and producing more pups per litter. So for those of you, everyone, my friends in Reddington, over by the parks, the preserves, and luckily for us, we have a lot of parks and preserves. There are a lot of coyotes, and lucky for us in Pinellas County, we don't have to deal with bears. So let's focus on the fact that you should not let your pets roam outside. We don't want our cats roaming outside anyway because we don't want them getting the birds. Walk your pet on a non-retractable leash, which allows better control of your pet in the event of an encounter. And this includes around the lakes where we have heard before, Walsingham Lake and other kind of gatory lakes, little pets have been seized even on a leash. So that's really important. So you want to store pets' food inside a secure structure, such as a shed or a barn. Do not leave pet food or dishes outside overnight. Tethered pets should be able to move a safe distance away from their food bowl. And outdoor pens, if you have a rabbit or something like that, or even chickens, should be high enough or have a roof to keep wildlife out and have a skirt that extends outward underground to prevent digging under the fence. They should be as far as possible from trees, shrub lines, or other cover for wildlife. And again, even the owls at night have swooped down and taken the little critters. Before letting pets outside at night, make noise and flash your lights to startle other wildlife that could be in your garden. And install motion detector lights around your property, even a webcam. So, you know, while it is nice to walk your pets, you need to be vigilant. Don't leave your pet outside. A neighbor recently did that with her small little multi-poo, and that multi-poo is no longer. So don't leave them outside, even in the shade with water. You want your pets to really be important enough to you that, yes, walk them, but don't leave them outside. Don't let your cats roam and get the birds. And most importantly, do not engage with a coyote. They might look like a dog, but they are wild. So for Pet Tips, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Protect your pets from wildlife, including coyotes, hawks, and owls.